说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai, China.
I'm Jenny.
And I am almost without any voice here, but I'm going to struggle through this lesson, Jenny. I'm going to rely on you.
You're a Ken.
Yes.
And I admire you,
Ken. Thank you for...
How are you feeling now?
Fine, but it's just my throat is still a little bit.
Yeah, you were attacked by a very potent virus,
Indeed.
I believe.
Indeed.
So I hope this...lesson today will make you feel better.
Hopefully. Now, so what are we in fact talking about, Jenny?
We are eating today and eating something very healthy
and
that's tasty.
Good. Excellent. So something healthy and tasty. Well, I can tell the listeners because this is a newbie lesson that we're talking about fruit and salad.
We're talking about a fruit salad.
Indeed. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
So let's listen to the dialogue three times. Listen for the sounds. If you have some knowledge, you might figure out some of the meaning. If not, just listen to the sounds and then we'll go through it in some detail for you.
你
在吃什么?
水果色拉，
好吃吗？
好吃。
Second time，
你在吃什么？
水果色拉，
好吃吗？
好吃。
Third time。
你在吃什么？
水果色拉。
好吃吗？
好吃。
All right then, let's translate, shall we?
Yes. 你在吃什么?
What are you eating?
你在吃什么?
What are you eating?
你在吃什么? 水果色拉。
Fruit salad.
水果色拉。
Fruit salad.
水果色拉。好吃吗?
Is it good?
好吃吗?
Does it taste good?
好吃吗?好吃。
It's good.
好吃。
Tastes good.
好吃。
Now.
Juicy and simple.
Yes, indeed. So we have a very food-focused lesson here. You can hear the sounds here, the crunching and so on.
Yep.
Now, who might these people be?
Maybe two friends at work.
Yeah.
One bringing a fruit salad and the other walks by and curious.
Indeed, trying to eat in a healthy fashion.
Yes.
All right, so let's take a look at it in more detail from the top. Let's start with the first sentence, please, Jenny.
你在吃什么?你在吃什么?
Now, the verb in this sentence is
吃,吃。
First tone,
that's right. 吃,
and that means?
To eat.
To eat. Now, you'll hear that again throughout the lesson. And the question, eat what, is?
吃什么?吃什么?
吃什么?
对。
Basically means eating what or eat what.
Exactly.
Right. Now, the pronoun here is?
你,你。
Right. And then we have an auxiliary verb here, which is?
在。在.
Now, basically, tell us about 在. What does it function? How does it function here?
在 marks a continuous action.
A continuous
an action. An action, being done at the moment.
That's right. So it's the equivalent in English of the verb, if you say eating.
Exactly.
It indicates an action that's taking place. So let's hear it again. What are you eating?
你在吃什么?你在吃什么?
Now, if you took the 在 out of that mean, and you just said,
你吃什么? 你吃什么?
That would more mean something more like, what would you want to eat? What will you eat? Or something like that.
Exactly.
你吃什么? So it's a little bit different. Now, in this case, what is she 在吃?
水果色拉。水果色拉。
Now, this is interesting, I think.
Why?
Well, the word for fruit.
水果。水果
Now, 水果 The tones there are
Two-third tones.
So let's hear it again
水果
Now, tell us about those two elements What do they actually literally mean?
水 means water
Yep
And 果 means fruit
Fruit
So, a watery fruit
A watery, fruity object There
yes.
you go
And 水果. It describes thing, fruit that's notWatery, I guess. Yeah, like banana, it's also 水果.
Oh, yeah, sure. But even banana, there's a high water content in most fruits, so I guess that's how you remember it.
Yes.
水果. Now, and the word for salad then is?
色拉,色拉.
Now, the tones are?
Fourth and first.
Fourth and first. Let's hear it again.
色拉,色拉.
Okay, now, when you put them together, you get?
水果色拉。水果色拉
Now that literally means fruit salad.
Yes.
Now, but in Chinese, you could also say, I'm having some fruit and some salad. You could just say,
水果 plus 色拉
Okay. 水果 色
拉
Right, so you separate them through a pause.
And of course, 色拉 is a transliteration of salad.
It sure is. Right. Now, and the very, very common question you'll hear in China, because we're all so keen on food in China, then here's a question you'll hear all the time.
好吃吗?好吃吗?
Now, the verb 吃, again, meaning to eat.
Yes.
And 好, which
means
is
good.
Good.
And 好吃 means tasty.
But we create a question here by adding a particle at the end here, and the particle is
吗? 吗?
Right. So, to ask the question, is it good?
好吃吗?好吃吗?
Now, literally translated would be good eat question. Right? Does it taste good? That's how you say it. And how do you reply to that?
Well, you simply say 好吃。好吃。
好吃。
Meaning, tastes good.
Yes, it's good. So this is a very likely question you're going to hear in China, particularly if you're visiting people.
Yeah.
They'll give you food or they'll take the restaurant and they'll just pile it up in front of you. And they'll never happier than when they see you tucking in.
Yes.
And then the question will definitely come.
好吃吗?
好吃吗? Now, even if it's not really, really, really 好吃, you should say that it's
好吃,
don't embarrass them.
对对对。
Because they really...
They've gone out of their way.
And they do it all the time.
Yeah. Yes.
So there you have it. Let's listen to that three more times, shall we?
Yes.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph? B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue, first time.
你在吃什么？
水果色拉。
好吃吗？
好吃。
Second time。
你在吃什么？
水果色拉。
好吃吗？
好吃。
Third time。
你在吃什么？
水果色拉。
好吃吗？
好吃。
Quick question, Jenny. I know that in China, Chinese eat lots of fruit. It's just more, I would say, much more than, say, in my own country. Mm. It's fruit all the time. It's everywhere.
Yep.
What about salad, though? I mean, it's not a traditional dish here, is it?
It's not a traditional Chinese dish.
Yeah.
But in big cities now, salads are quite common.
Yeah.
Amongst... health-conscious people, yeah. I guess. But in the north, they have a tradition of eating raw vegetables.
Yes.
And they would put Chinese dressing, like sesame oil, vinegar, or soy sauce. And it's kind of a Chinese salad.
Absolutely. I've had some amazing salads in Beijing, really. But I'm sad to say, not so in Shanghai. They don't have that tradition.
We like to cook vegetables.
Everything has to be cooked.
Yeah.
They just, the idea of eating a raw pepper or something is just strange down here. You don't eat raw vegetables.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Mm. Whereas in Beijing, I've had some wonderful salads, Chinese salads with Chinese dressings. Anyway, there you go. But, well, we hope that was useful.
Yeah.
And that's how you talk about fruit. That's how you talk about salad. And that's certainly how you answer the question when somebody asks you if you like it. Go to ChinesePod. Indeed. Go to ChinesePod.com and you can explore this, because learning is about making associations and connections. Explore the language. Look for the patterns. That's how it works.
Yeah, Ken, I'm so tempted to give you my home cough remedy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's wrap up and you go and have some of my home cough remedy.
I'll give it a shot. Okay. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0856.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0856 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0856.